Microsoft Surface Book 2, 15-inch, by Joel Santo Domingo on October 17th in PC Magazine. Starting configuration price, $2,499. Pros, quad-core processor and GTX 1060 graphics, 4K class screen, integrated receiver for Xbox wireless controllers, VR-capable graphics. Cons, 16 gig of RAM is the maximum. Pen is now a separate purchase. Bottom line, the 15-inch version of the Microsoft Surface Book 2 is a 2-in-1 detachable tablet that caters to artists, gamers, and performance-craving users who value a large screen and powerful components. Microsoft is targeting digital content creators in a big way. After the success of the first two generations of Surface Book 2-in-1 detachable hybrid tablets, the company is back with a big, powerful 15-inch Surface Book, along with a light refresh of the 13.5-inch model. The new 15-inch Surface Book 2, $2,499, has a 2160p screen, is powered by a speedy 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor, and packs NVIDIA GTX 1060 graphics for gaming and VR capabilities. This versatile system seeks to satisfy artists, design fans, gamers, STEM scholars, and premium hardware enthusiasts who want a larger, more powerful 2-in-1 than the original smaller screen Surface Book. The 13.5-inch Surface Book 2 is a relatively minor update to last year's model. The major differences are the new internal components, the loss of the Surface Pen as a standard accessory, and the replacement of the mini display port with a USB-C port. The big story is the new 15-inch model, discussed here, which adds significant computing power on a large, almost 4K screen. We spent some time with the 15-inch model before its release and has some initial impressions. The 13-inch model starts at $1,499, the same point of entry as the 2015 original. The 15-inch model's $2,499 base price may seem relatively steep, but that's only $100 more than the 15-inch Apple MacBook Pro, $2,249 in Amazon, for a 2-in-1 with more powerful graphics. The 15-inch Surface Book 2 sits on top of the portable Surface line, just below the Surface Studio, $2,999 at Microsoft, desktop in terms of overall capabilities and performance, even though the latter's CPU and GPU are a generation behind. The 13-inch model and Surface Pro tablet slot in below the 15-inch and Surface laptop introduced this summer is the entry-level model at $999. Refined design. The system's CPU, memory, SSD storage, and battery are built into the detachable tablet, which docks into the keyboard-equipped performance base with an easy-to-engage magnetic latch. Separating the tablet from the base is easy as tapping on a button and lifting the screen clear. This configuration lets you carry a 1.8-pound Windows 10 Pro laptop around for a few hours of sketching or movie viewing, while leaving the heavier keyboard base at your desk. It's a lot easier to hold in one arm than the 4-pound Samsung Netbook 9 Pro, $1,389.97 at Amazon, whose keyboard is not detachable. The Surface Book 2 measures 0.9 by 13.5 by 9.8 inches, about 0.2 to 0.5 inch larger than a Notebook 9 Pro in each dimension, and weighs a manageable 4.2 pounds when attached to the keyboard. Like the original Surface Book, the keyboard base has an articulating dynamic fulcrum hinge that thickens the base to 0.9 inches, with the system's body tapering down to 0.57 inches at the other end. It was quite stable when perched on our lap with both halves connected, since there is a significant amount of weight in the base. Keyboard backlighting is strong, and it is very comfortable to type on the Chiclet-style keys with 1.5 millimeters of full key travel. The system is constructed from silver-colored magnesium alloy. It's larger, but shares the same proportions as the 13.5-inch model and uses the same overall design cues as previous Surface Books, including the mirror finish on the Square Windows logo on its lid. It's an attractive, minimal design befitting a premium laptop. The 15-inch touchscreen has a 3:2 aspect ratio, like the 13.5-inch Surface Book, with a 3,240x2,160 resolution. That number of vertical pixels would qualify as 4K if the screen aspect ratio were 16:9, like the latest 4K-equipped HP Spectre X360-15, $1,578.79 at Amazon. But it's just a bit cropped on its sides. While not true 4K, the higher resolution display's extra pixels help you see greater detail in your images and crisper text compared with the Samsung Notebook 9 Pro, which has a full HD display. The pressure-sensitive Surface Pen is now a $99 option, as is the Surface Dial, which is the same price. That's disappointing, because the last two generations of the Surface Book came with the pen. Drawing and navigating Windows using the pen is responsive. I used the pen with the Windows 10 Fall Creators Update and appreciate the OS's improved handwriting recognition. Internal graphics have improved from the relatively anemic NVIDIA GeForce GTX 965M in last year's model to a Pascal-based NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1060 discrete GPU. The 13.5-inch model makes do with integrated graphics or GTX 1050 graphics, depending on your configuration. The graphics processor is in the base, so it'll only work if the two halves are connected, but the GTX 1060 has enough power to support virtual reality or mixed reality headsets and play games smoothly at 1080p resolution. There's also an Xbox Elite wireless receiver built into the 15-inch Surface Book, so you can use the Xbox's controller to navigate virtual space in concept with the Microsoft-certified MR/VR headsets or while simply playing games. The Surface Book doesn't come with the controller itself. Both VR and 3D gameplay demos were smooth in the demo session I attended. So yes, this 2-in-1 can play current games like Forza, Motorsport 7, and Gears of War 4. Top specs, just short of perfection. Other system components include an Intel Core i7-8650U processor, 16 gigabytes of RAM, the only option for the 15-inch model, and up to 1 terabyte of SSD storage. Our videographer lamented the 16-gig limit, as his desktop with 16 gigabytes regularly experiences slowdowns while editing 1080p HD videos. I've also spoken to photographers who'd like 32 gigabytes for caching large Adobe Lightroom libraries. Having that option would have been welcome, even at a significant expense, considering the target audience for the Surface Book. That said, 16 gigabytes is perfectly fine for casual photo editing, gaming, and general use. Ports are almost identical to previous Surface Books, with one exception. The Mini Display port on the right side of the performance base, next to the Surface Connect charging port, has been replaced by a more useful USB-C port. It'll connect to speedy external SSDs, external 4K displays, and recharge the 2-in-1 system's batteries. There's a headset jack on the tablet's right side. On the left side, there are two USB 3 ports and an SD card slot. 802.11ac Wi-Fi and Bluetooth 4.1 handle wireless connections. It's a good selection of ports overall. Though with the larger 15-inch body, I would have welcomed an Ethernet port or an HDMI jack. The Surface Book 2 has two battery packs, one in the performance base and one in the tablet. Microsoft claims 17 hours of battery life for both the 13-inch and the 15-inch models using both batteries. I don't doubt it, because last year's model lasted 19 hours in our test, but we'll verify when we test for our full review. More power, more screen for creatives, gamers. The Microsoft Surface Book 2 slots in nicely as an aspirational 2-in-1 detachable for consumers, while potentially giving artists and STEM users a light, large screen option for creating and consuming visual images. Videographers and professional photographers may be disappointed in the 16GB RAM limit, but gamers and other power users should be satisfied. Considering its specs and its premium positioning, the Surface Book 2 looks to be a worthy competitor to high-end laptops and 2-in-1s like the Apple MacBook Pro, Dell XPS 15, $999 at Dell, and HP Spectre X360. We'll put the Surface Book 2 models through their paces in the coming weeks for our full reviews.